birthday party. I finish twisting the balloons and give it to the birthday boy. This doesn't look like a tiger, stupid clown. Where did your mom hire this doofus anyway? What kind of loser works as a clown? Even though these brats are 20 years younger, their words are hurtful. After years of constant mistreatment, I finally had enough. I grab the birthday boy and forcefully twist and knot his arms and legs, breaking all limbs in the process. He screams, the others shocked. His mom comes running. With a true unpained smile, I offer her son, saying, "Look, a pretzel." Destiny. My scream sounds so localized. I grab my lighter from my pants and light it. There are only inches of space between me and the surrounding wood. How did I get here? I don't remember much, but I do know what the inside of a coffin looks like, and now feels like. I try to push the top. It doesn't budge. I see a red-orange light materializing beneath me. I squint to make out what the light resembles. I frown. I realize what it is. The bottom of the coffin releases me, and I quickly descend into the fire. Cleanser. After eating lunch at my desk, my hands were a mess. I didn't want to go down that long hallway just to wash my hands, or grab some tissue and wiped. Still dirty. I looked in my top drawer. There was a container of clear liquid. I grabbed it, opened it, and took a sniff. Smelled like hand sanitizer. I poured some on my hands and began rubbing. The coolness was nice, at first, until it was too cold. Freezing. My hands turned black. Frostbite. I screamed in pain and shock as my hands disintegrated right before my eyes. Inescapable. It all began like any other chore. I went looking for a shirt in the walk-in closet. Suddenly, the door slammed shut. I don't live with anybody. I try opening the door. It won't budge. I try breaking it down. It's wood. It should break. It doesn't. What the hell is going on? I begin to feel claustrophobic. If this was your typical horror movie, this kind of situation would end with a monster killing me or me being able to open the door at some point. Neither occurs. Instead, I sit here. It's been days. I'm beyond dehydrated. Pure satisfaction. I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to let you go. I sensed no remorse when I heard those words surge from her mouth. In fact, she looked almost pleased to say them. I don't know how to react to this, I admitted. Well, you have until the end of today to pack up your things. Feel free to sort out your emotions for the next 3 hours. That was 3 hours ago. I sorted my feelings out all right. I don't know why, but I couldn't help but lick the bloody tip of the blade. It was bitter. Satisfying. The best haircut. This is the best haircut I've ever gotten. Thanks, Diane. Looks great. No problem. Have a good rest of your day. I get in my car and take one last look in the rearview mirror. Perfect. As I drive down the street, I feel an inclination to run over the man riding his bike in front of me. I do it. I laugh. That's not right. I feel something liquid drop down my neck. I touch the back of my head. I bring my hand back to the front of my face to see what looks like brain matter on my fingers. Hey there, listeners. I want to thank you for tuning in for our conclusion of 99 Stories of Blood on the Wall. Make sure you're here on Monday, especially themed to welcome us into the new year. See you in the darkness. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear. Now available on Google Podcasts, iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, and all your other favorite podcast apps.